It's Friday night, and that means football on TSN. Tonight, Riders, Ticats, come on in.
Carpe diem.
That's right. We're back once again. The finals of CFL Easy Picks 2017.
It's the final countdown.
Almost the final countdown.
Almost
still the
final
Grey Cup next week.
Countdown.
But we are on the Eastern and Western finals. Yay. Joining us, Mr. Old School.
Almost the final countdown.
And counting of countdown, in less than a month, we will be joining him in America, Mr. Heavyset.
The needs for a rescue mission. Someone needs rescue.
You got to do it like Trump. The needs for a rescue mission.
The needs for a rescue mission in China.
If I have to rescue a ball from China, they better be thankful that I rescued them from China, from stealing sunglasses in China. So, yeah.
I wear my sunglasses at night, you losers.
Yes. Hey, the Alabama state senator who molested little children, I'm okay with him.
Oh, Jesus.
He's one of my guys. relevance. All right, let's get away from that. So, CFL Easy Picks 2017, we're going into the Eastern-Western Final. So let's get to some Al's news. As you said, Mr. Old School, I tweeted a few weeks ago, what would you do if you were the GM of the Alouettes? What would you do to take over? Well, the GM wrote a end-of-the-season recap and unveiled his 10-step plan to transform and relaunch the Alouettes in 2018.
Step one, quit. Done.
Number one, promote player and staff retention by continuing to build an infrastructure that allows us to offer them a first-class environment and experience. Number two, build a strong and diverse coaching team that will be able to maximize the potential of players. Number three, identify the next franchise quarterback, because we need one, and help him grow within the organization. Four, take advantage of the draft to build and maintain strong national depth. Five, have look-alike players for various positions on the roster to ensure consistency in the scheme, even when injuries occur. This sounds mildly racist. You know, most
I thought they just wanted
are...
to like clone like the guys on from Calgary. Wants to guy get guys who look like them.
Well, no. What we do is we clone our 2009-2010 championship team, because there's very little turnover between those 2 years, but have them in that form. So we'd have Cahoon, Calvillo, you know, all those guys. So.
Yeah.
Number six, fill the locker room with consistent and high-character players who adhere to the high performance of football culture. Seven, strategically use the free agency to fill voids by targeting players based on specific needs. Eight, build in trenches. Besides quarterback, the O-line and D-line are priorities. Nine, maintain the relationships established in 2017 with our CIS, that's Canadian College Football, junior and minor football partners, and assert the Alouettes as a centerpiece of amateur football in Quebec. 10, continue to be present and active in the community, which they're very much so a part of, which I'm always very impressed by, that the players take time out of their busy-ish schedules, considering that most of them have to have a second job to go to the children's hospital, to donate blood, to, you know, do all these fundraising activities. So, Old School, outside of this, how would you change the Alouettes?
Well, the thing is, during these building years where you're trying to do all of that, you still have to bring fans in. So you're going to have to do more incentives for the fans. Like these turkey leg nights, you're going to have to just shove turkey leg down people's throats. Fucking hot dogs. Do like the Expos did with the $5 tickets, $1 hot dogs or whatever. Because it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a couple of years, and you're going to have a bunch of incentives to get the fans in the stadium right now.
Well, they do the 4-pack on average for half the games of the season, and usually it's a hot dog. It's not the turkey leg. The turkey leg is Thanksgiving special. Yeah. What they need to start doing is more of the, if I'd signed up earlier, I could have gotten an additional beer and another meal.
Give more concession tickets or have more giveaways, shit like that.
They're getting there. They have their craft beers now. They have Archibald. They have Goose Island. You need to improve the beer culture in the stadium for the adults. Make them cheaper.
What do you think about padding those seats? Because these fucking benches, man. Like, wouldn't you figure they'd... I know you can do it for an upgrade. You can pay $10 or something. They put a fucking special padding in your seat. Why don't they just do that for all the seats?
Because the amount of times they'd probably have to change them out, and people are assholes naturally, so they'd destroy them on purpose. Rain and snow, you know, our weather here in Canada is a little more extreme than some stadiums in the States. It's not just our stadium, eh? It's BMO Field in Toronto is the same. Tim Hortons Field in Hamilton. I think it's just if you're a privileged member in like certain sections, then you get a padded seat. That's why at the Alouettes Warehouse sale, I bought that little square there, that padded square. I mean, for $8, I can bring that to every single game I want to.
Heavy,
I can
how's
anything.
The, yeah. Heavy, how's the stadium situation there? Like, is it individual seats? Is it benches? Like, how does it work?
If I'm correct, like, for Cleveland Stadium, it's mostly individual seats. The one that has bench seating, if I'm correct, is the Dog Pound in Cleveland.
Okay, which is like an end zone somewhere?
Yeah, it's one of the end zones. I forget which range it is. But, I mean, I think most of the stadiums in the United States have individual seatings, except for one high-profile, legendary stadium known as Lambeau. But this is also a stadium that's in the middle of Wisconsin. They can get very cold, and you think they got a dome over that motherfucker? Nope.
Yeah.
It's still one of the oldest that's one of the oldest stadiums in the NFL right now, too, right?
I got to check. It might be one of the top. I know Soldier Field, I think, is older, but I'm not 100% sure.
Does the NFL play on grass or is it on turf? Or
I believe it's all turf now.
I think fluctuates. Okay. I know Soldier Field's horrible. Like whenever the weather gets really bad, I know that thing gets tore up and it's a mess.
Yeah. Now, like Pittsburgh too, their stadium, they like fucked up the layer of AstroTurf or whatever. So if it rains really heavy, it like bubbles. It's really weird.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Is it Edmonton's the only turf, the only non-turf field in CFL? Or is it all turf now?
I believe they're all turfs now.
It was Edmonton was the only one.
Canadian football.
The oldest stadium in the United States is Soldier Field. Opened in 1924. They did renovate in 2001 through 2003, and then right behind them is Lambeau Field, opened in 1957.
So BMO Field, which is where the Argonauts play, is natural grass with artificial turf end zones, and the rest are artificial turf.
Wow.
So,
well, I guess if you're all padded and fucking playing football, it's not as bad as say you're playing soccer.
And BMO Field has both versions of football, North American and European.
True. Yeah, it makes sense.
Speaking of European football, did you hear the quietness that happened to LaSalle and St. Leonard as Team Italy did not qualify for the World Cup?
Yeah, heavy to give you a bit of background. Our suburb of Montreal where we live is like 80% Italians. Where I live. So it's all these, but it's not like Italians. It's like boppity boopy wannabe Italians.
Boopity boppity ba. My name's Charlie.
That's, hey, bro, did you see the game? Like those guys, you know? And so they all think they're from Italy for some reason, even though they were born here. And so.
Giuseppe?
Yeah, it's all the Giuseppes are fucking here. And the fact that Italy didn't make the World Cup, like the whole city was in mourning. It was ridiculous.
Oh, what also didn't help was USA, Team USA put $1 billion into the World Cup and also didn't qualify.
Yeah. Well, did you hear about that complete side note, just sidetrack here? Did you hear that apparently Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. want to do like a joint bid?
Yep, they should. It would help get rid of some of the corruption of FIFA.
Yeah, although the Olympic Stadium would have to somehow figure out how to get natural grass.
Yeah, well, what we'd have to do is start tearing it down now and start building a new one for the 2084 World Cup.
Yeah.
Somehow. So we'll be long dead probably. Yeah. An apocalypse will have happened and Earth will have recreated and FIFA will still be going before the Big O is actually an effective place to go to watch a sports event.
Yeah. Well, if Heavy, if Heavy ever comes up here, we'll show him that fucking abortion of a stadium that we have.
That we designed for the Olympics. That was only finished 2 years after we got the Olympics. Okay, Calgary news, nothing. They're coming off a bye week. Then they're going to the Western Final. So let's go to our CFL Easy Pick standings when I finally able to open them.
How did I do this week?
You got one right. I got one right. Heavy got zero.
Oh, here we go. So, we're slowly catching up.
Because they were 5 points this week, jumping to first would be me.
Still got the most picks, right?
56 points. Number two, Heavy Set with 54. Number three, Mr. Old School at 49. Four, we have Koinye West with 37.
Still 5 points off. Okay.
Koinye West with 37. Five, Coolio with 35. Six, Demare with 31. And the Nightmare X with six. I'm going to make the games worth 7 points this week. I'm making things interesting for the rest of the season. So all of us have a chance to catch up. All right. Games this week. Let me just fill.
I guess I can't vote for a tie now.
No. It would go into as many overtimes as is required to finish the game.
Okay.
So if the game ends up being 6 hours long, it would be 6 hours long. But the first, they're all mini games they would basically play in the CFL. All right. Game number one, Sunday, 1 p.m. in the crossover Eastern Championship game, we have the Saskatchewan Roughriders are facing the Toronto Argonauts. The Argonauts at this time are a 2.5 favorite. I'm going to pick the Argos. Heavy Set?
Argos.
Old school.
Argos. No, hold on. Other team.
You bastard. Well, if the Rough Riders win, it would be the first ever all-Western final in the CFL. Never happened before, so. And at 4:30 on the Sunday, it's the Battle of Alberta. We have the Edmonton Eskimos facing the Calgary Stampeders. Stampeders are a 5.5 favorite. I'm going to start with the second place guy, Mr. Heavyset.
Stamps.
Old school.
Edmonton.
Oh, boy. I think Calgary's going to do it. I think they're making up for last year's loss in the Grey Cup.
I'm either going in first next week or fucking right back down to third.
Or you're staying in third. Yeah. All right. So that'll do it for our picks this week. No additional news. So no tweets, no emails. Yeah, I believe this will officially call it as the last season of CFLE's picks. It's unfortunate. It was fun. It's a good way to kill a few minutes on a Wednesday night. Usually releases on a Thursday, so and we'll call it there. So plugs and final thoughts. We'll start with Heavy Set.
Hanging with Heavy. Hopefully I'll have an episode out next week. I was feeling kind of under the weather and couldn't really record. And listen to Wrestling Cheers this week. I have a friend of mine on from a different podcast. Granted, from the Northeast Ohio area. Not the Northeast, from Ohio. But we talk about a whole bunch of different things. And I actually announce some big news coming, and I find out on the show another big news item that I'm not going to announce right here. So, but
hold on, he's going to be coming out to my theme.
No,
started from the brother. Now we're here, brother.
He was going to propose, but somebody already stole his thunder during Raw. Oh.
No.
All right, old school.
You gonna chastise me if I do my plug now or what? You always fucking shit on me.
Well, I mean, you did do it once again during All Beer Inside recording last week. That.
I was too drunk. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I got a question on STFU. Have you yet to talk about the episode of Hanging with Heavy that you were on?
Every week we do it. I don't know why you're not hearing it, but maybe it gets cut in post. I have no control over that. But yeah, we totally mention it.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I got to set myself a reminder for that. Actually, hold on one sec.
You lying sack.
It won't be this week's episode because it's already recorded. But
you lying sack.
I'm not lying. I got my phone here. Hold on one second.
Oh, you should do your okay Google like I've been adding.
You bastard. Remind me to talk about Hanging with Heavy next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Yes.
Okay, old school's Google.
Reminder saved. You bastard, remind me to talk about Hanging with Heavy. That's great.
Okay. I can add all that stuff if you want one next time I'm at your place, buddy. I'll be there Sunday for Survivor Series.
Yeah, every time this guy shows up in my house, I get these weird things on my shopping list.
but only one of them was mine this time. I swear to God.
I don't know, so what, I don't who know put, who put old people in dog poop.
Because I added old, I said old sweaty man balls, and yeah. It added old sweaty nine balls,
which is great. So what I'm thinking, and is if people are fans of Rick and Morty and they've seen the Vindicators episode, what I might have accidentally done is a drunken old school on myself and like fucking completely like sawed myself or did the Vindicator thing where I screwed myself over.
Just listen, watch, and keep your Google handy. With the season premiere of this season of South Park, you'll have about 75 new items added
hilarious.
To your Google, like it did to 2.5 million people in the US.
That's amazing.
All right. Speaking of this show, at CFLE's Picks, CFLE's Picks@gmail.com. If you have any final suggestions or you want to finally play along for some reason and end up in second to last place because you'll probably beat the Nightmare X. As well, at myself, at Killer Carpe Diem. StableWars.com is the associate of CFL Easy Picks, because that's where we do our games. And finally, AllBeerInside.com, at AllBeerInside, or AllBeerInside@gmail.com. We just recently recorded. We will be having a 20 and a 20.5 as well. December 10th. Is it December 10th?
Yes.
December 9th. Myself and Old School are traveling to Cleveland to meet Mr. Heavyset to record All Beer Inside. If you have any suggestions that you'd like me and Old School to discuss on the road, maybe we can record it a la Lance Storm and Cyrus style, depending on how loud Old School's car is, because I believe we're taking his car, not mine. Or any suggestions of the Cleveland area, if you're not Heavyset, but you have some other suggestions, because you live in Cleveland, not in, I believe it's... Canton or Kent or something like that. You're near Mr. Heavyset?
I'm by Kent, Akron.
Yeah. So if you live in the downtown core of Cleveland and know some stuff to do, I'm currently trying to find myself an Old School some brew tours. Unfortunately, a Monday afternoon brewery tours don't exist. but we'll find some shit to do. And maybe you can hear about another carp beer venture in Cleveland. Who knows?
Well, you are going to a concert by yourself.
I am. Oh, and if your girlfriend has any lady friends who'd like to make a terrible mistake, my name is...
She doesn't.
All right. So, Eastern Western Final this weekend, folks. If you have a chance to watch them. They're in the afternoon. I'll be playing sports, so I'll actually be missing them until Survivor Series. And have a great one, everyone.
Smartest, you eat M&M's, and you think all our money looks pretend. Yeah, we got Bryan Adams, hey, you got Bruce Springsteen, but we can't drink in bars when we're just 19. You got Brad Pitt, but we got Keanu Reeves, but we got the best lake fishing, you best believe. Yeah, you make fun of us cause we spell color with a U. You think you're all that, Mr. Red, White, and Blue. We say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a longer field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here. We got stronger beer. You got Dunkin' Donuts, we got Timmy's. We got more land, but bro, you got more cities. You sure love the NFL, MLB, and the NBA. But to the great white north, hockey is the only game. Hey, we say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls in a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch on your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. So here's to you, my southern neighbor. All kidding aside, takes me 6 beers to get pissed drunk, but for you, it takes 9, sucker. We say hey, you say y'all, yeah, we both got pro football. Sip, we got big balls and along the field.
One touchdown.
We say Z, you say Z, sure we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, men up here, we got strong beer. Yeah, we got strong beer. Whoa, we got strong beer. Yeah, we do, baby.
Do y'all really have stronger beer?